Dave's Gone Cultural. Sometimes it's about music, sometimes books. Mostly it tends to be about the theater, and tonight is no different. Basically because the Tony Awards are upcoming. They're on June 8th out of Radio City Music Hall. They will be broadcast on the air on WCBS-TV from 8 to 11. But, of course, I'm begging you to tape the first hour because I'm on from 8 to 9, of course, on Eastern Standard Time on GBB. But you can watch the rest of it live. Anyway, I'm here with someone to hash out some of the Tony nominations that were announced. My good friend, my colleague, he's been on the show before a couple of times, and I'm so happy to have him back, Jeff Goodman. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah, oh, gosh, I talked to you about previous trips to Thailand and Southeast Asia that you've done. You took another one recently. I want to interview you about that on a different program, but tonight it's theater, because on June 8th we've got the Tonys
it's Tony time.
Tony time. Are you excited, or?
A little bit. I think this year is rather predictable. And I'm kind of going to miss the first hour on PBS, so I think basically you could just tape the first hour and listen to Dave's Gone By.
It isn't on PBS anymore.
I know.
CBS has the whole... Oh, I see. They won't do
but
it
But I
like
the PBS style, that whole documentary style that they did the first hour for several years now.
Okay, well, as I said, first hour is still going to be unbelievably boring, so listen to my show instead.
Yeah, who wants to hear about technical awards?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
listen to them later.
Right. Let's begin, because we're going to run down just a few of the major categories and hash them out and see how we feel about them, because I think we've seen pretty much all of the contenders. So we'll start from the biggies. Best Play. It's between Enchanted April, Sacred Night Gracie, Take Me Out, and Vincent in Brixton. Any choices there?
Yeah, was there another good play other than Take Me Out?
Well, I don't know. I might have traded Sacred Night Gracie for Lifetime's 3, even though that show doesn't quite
no.
work. It was more interesting than Sacred Night Gracie.
The first time. The second two times they did the same show, I thought it was awful.
Oh, no, I thought that was kind of the point.
Okay.
But, so you're okay with these contenders. Which would you choose, and which do you think they will choose?
I think Take Me Out is the only choice. Although I did like Enchanted April.
Enchanted April is charming.
It's a charming little show, yeah.
Not so little, and it's by a relatively young playwright, a new guy who's writing old-fashioned way, which is not a bad thing. It's with real characters you care about. It's funny. It's touching. Lovely play. But you're right. Take Me Out is exciting. It's fun. It's sometimes even thrilling, just in the writing of it and the playing of Dennis O'Hare, whom we won't even have time to talk about later. But
that's true. And if you like to see male nudity, God, you get it.
Now, you know what? I don't like to particularly see male nudity. I'm just hoping Richard Greenberg writes a sequel about, you know, female tennis players.
The soccer team.
Even better. Or now female golf players, you know, this Hanneke Sorensen. But anyway, I think we think that Take Me Out will win?
Yes. I'm a yes, but Highlighter too.
Okay. Best musical. Why don't you read them off?
A More Hairspray Moving Out in a Year with Frog and Toad.
Okie dokie. Anything missing? They left out Dance of the Vampires. Okay. What do you think of the choices, and what's your choice and their choice?
Once again, there's no choice. This year's Tonys will be very predictable. I think there'll be lots of hairspray.
Lots of hairspray spritzing all around the place.
It'll stiffen up the competition.
Oh, don't even go there. Hairspray is so clearly... I think there's been a push for Moving Out on some level, but no, Hairspray is clearly... In fact, that set the tone for the season. It was the first big show to open, and it carried...
Well, that's why I think a lot of shows didn't open this season.
It's because Hairspray just looked like it was going
to... For fear of Hairspray.
Yeah. You've got Amour, which was actually a lovely little show that closed way earlier than it should have. Moving Out has gotten this groundswell. I found it kind of boring. And Frog and Toad, for those who haven't seen it, it's actually a delightful children's musical.
At about $85 a pop.
You know what? They're having a sale now. It's like $40 a pop. So, okay. At that price, it's worth it. Sweet. Mm-hmm. But Hairspray is the best musical.
But also, just to put a little plug in, Prince and the Pauper is coming back, which is another wonderful
children's musical.
Well, it's in the Broadway area. It's in the Lamb's Theater.
Okay. Cool. Shall we move on to Best Revival of a Musical?
Oh, finally, some competition.
Actually, Gypsy, La Boheme, Man of La Mancha, and Nine.
Well, actually, just between Gypsy and Nine.
La Boheme may have a weird sort of outside shot. It's just weird calling La Boheme a Broadway musical revival. Rent, maybe, when that closes and they do it again. But who do you think will win?
I think Nine. I think people are, A, tired of Gypsy revivals. Even though they go back and see it, it's a big hit. Bernadette Peters is drawing in tons of people.
As well, she should.
But
she's
I think
terrific.
A lot of people because I even ask our colleagues, critics in the field, who didn't see the original Nine and are like amazed with Nine, because I love the show.
Yeah. I think you're right that Nine will win. I'm going to throw my vote to Gypsy, because, first of all, this revival is so much better than a Tyne Daly revival.
Really?
I didn't like Tyne Daly very much at all. She couldn't sing. And I don't remember it. I mean, Krista Moore I remember to some extent, but I don't really remember that whole show. This one really stuck with me. John Dossett make a wonderful Herbie, I thought.
I didn't like him. I thought he was very, very meek, which I'm sure, I know Herbie has to be meek.
Yeah.
But I thought he was just, like, too wimpy. And I also don't like playing Rose as this sex pot.
She's not a sex pot. She's someone who is still sexy and can use that along with everything else, which makes sense in a way of the context of the show, because this is a woman that men will still kind of cater to and listen to. If she were just a battle axe, just bashing the A, that makes her much more monstrous and not as interesting. And B, you know, you're more inclined to think, oh, okay, they'll let her in. She can work her way around. But anyway, we'll move on. But I think you're right about Nine. I'm not that crazy about the show. I don't think
love
it has a plot.
Enough. I think, oh,
it's a good score, though.
I think it's a wonderful show. It's all about the man and his women.
Yeah. Well, Man of La Mancha is, too, in a way. That's kind of two wonderful cast members. I think the staging is kind of eh.
Mm-hmm.
And Bohème, I mean, if you took the New York City Opera staging and put it in a Broadway theater, it'd be just as exciting.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
And they had that one really great set.
Oh, yeah, that crowd scene in the second act is wonderful. Best revival of a play. Why don't you read them off?
A Day in the Death of Joe Egg, Dinner at 8, Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune, and Long Day's Journey into Night.
Okay, is this one a horse race between Joe Egg and Journey or not?
I don't think so. I think Journey is by far the better revival. It's a brilliant staging. I really thought it was well-directed, and the acting is superlative.
Yeah. I mean, Long Day's Journey just totally blew me away. I have my problems with Vanessa Redgrave, which you'll hear about later, but the other three actors there are actually four in there, but the other three male actors are tremendous.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful revival. I think they kept every single line in the play. It's 4 hours and 15 minutes long, and so powerful in that last act. I didn't like Joe Egg.
That's because we all remember the Stockard Channing.
I didn't see the Stockard Channing.
Really?
Never saw it.
Oh, my. That was such a great staging with Stockard Channing and Jim Dale.
This was boring.
This was unbelievably boring.
And Eddie Izzard just, like, talking the first couple of rows and nobody else. Dinner at 8 was marvelous. First scene kind of rambled on a bit, but everything, that was a terrific revival. That would be my second choice. And Frankie and Johnny overrated, I thought.
Really?
Overrated.
Oh, see, I like Frankie and Johnny a lot.
Okay.
I think Frankie and Johnny.
I like to go off Broadway.
My
better.
Number two.
Okay. We could rephrase that. But okay, performance by a leading actor in a play: Brian Bedford, Tartuffe; Brian Dennehy, Long Day's Journey into Night; Eddie Izzard, Joe Egg; Paul Newman, Our Town; and Stanley Tucci, Frankie and Johnny.
I'm not sure why a lot of these people were nominated. Like, I think Paul
weak-ish.
Newman, they said, come to Broadway, we'll give you a Tony nomination.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I heard he was very good. I didn't see Our Town, but I heard he was quite good.
It's
but
okay.
Not like Spalding Gray was so memorable in that last revival.
And Brian Bedford, again, okay.
Yeah, he was nothing special.
And Eddie Izzard, I thought, was poor.
Yes. I mean, he would have been so, if he had just been a little bigger, he might have been really pretty exciting. But he was playing it like television.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in the first three or four rows, forget it.
Yep.
And Stanley Tucci,
I liked. I have to tell you,
good.
I like Frankie and Johnny a lot, but Brian Dennehy, oh my God.
No question. Dennehy's one of our great major living American actors.
You know what's funny? Everyone's calling that, and he never was until he started doing stage work of classics.
Well, Salesman.
His Salesman was par none.
Yeah.
His Salesman.
Well, you know what? His James Tyrone is pretty damn close to. I didn't see Frederick
good.
March, but I saw Jack Lemmon on TV. I saw Jason Robards do James, not Jamie.
Right.
Leave the impression on me that Dennehy does.
Yeah, I think he's amazing. And he's thinking. And now I was reading about him, and he's thinking about doing other classic shows, which is great.
Good. Please,
I think it's
please,
very good
Brian.
For the theater. I think he can bring a lot of classic theater back. And hopefully they'll get a lot of school tours to sit. I don't know if I'd take a school tour to this.
No.
Because 4.5 hours might be a little, and three acts, and it's long.
It is long. It does feel long at certain points, but it is a marvelous
But you know
revival.
What it is? After the third act, it just pays off when you leave, and you go, wow, you know, it was really
well,
long, but
the
it's
last,
worth it.
Those last two scenes, I mean, again, not with Redgrave, but the scene between the father and the sons and the two brothers are just astonishing. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got to move on to leading actress in a play. Jane Atkinson for Enchanted April, Victoria Hamilton for Joe Egg, Claire Higgins for Vincent and Brixton Redgrave, and Fiona Shaw for Medea.
Now, this I thought was a good character, a good category, because I did think that Jane Atkinson gives a brilliant performance. I think I'm glad she's nominated. It's unfortunate that she's not going to win.
Because who's going to win, Vanessa?
Oh, I think a lot of people are going to go with Vanessa.
I think you're
I think she gives a very good performance. But I'll tell you, honestly, I think Fiona Shaw gave a better performance. I loved that Medea.
See, I hated that Medea, and I thought, even though she is a sensational actress, technically especially, I found her very indicative. I could see her planning out what hand movement and what leg movement would go with every single line. And I watched the actress doing that brilliantly, but not really conveying anything beyond that.
Oh.
And I also hated the production.
I love the production.
Yeah. A little word for Claire Higgins in a play that I found really boring, Vincent and Brixton, but
yeah,
she was marvelous.
She did bring life to this, you know.
Yeah. But they'll go with Vanessa, and I would go with Jane Atkinson, just
really?
A marvelous
oh, good,
actress.
Good. Well, I'm glad. I mean, hopefully she'll be brought back in more and more things.
Yeah.
Because I think she's just so brilliant.
Leading actor in a musical, Banderas for Nine, Firestein Hairspray, Malcolm Getz for Amour, John Celia, Moving Out, and Brian Stokes Mitchell, Man of La Mancha.
Let me rant a little bit about this Moving Out
bit,
nomination.
Little bit, yeah.
John Celia was a dancer.
I know.
Did he act? Is he an actor, or is he a dancer?
Well, what about that musical guy, the guy who
I
imitates
know.
Billy Joel,
Kavanaugh.
And he gets
he gets featured.
Yeah, I mean, come on, ridiculous.
I mean, he is the entire show. He's singing the entire show.
It's not like he should be a lead actor. He's not an actor at all. He's doing Billy Joel karaoke.
But, oh, that's true.
Yeah, but anyway,
and
who would
you... And his own piano player.
So you think Banderas?
No, Firestein.
You think he'll win, and you want him to win?
Oh, yeah. Although I like Banderas, I just think that if it goes to Banderas, it's going to be, Antonio Banderas came to Broadway. I guess we should vote for him. Firestein does a much better job in a role you would never expect him to play.
I mean, I would.
No, but that voice and a musical.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll go with that.
And he's wonderful. And the man has not missed a performance. He's just such a great performer.
Well, I think one of the reasons he hasn't missed a performance is he shouldn't be in the leading actor category. I think it's a supporting role. He isn't on stage that much.
You're right. It kind of is. It's a tough one because...
Yeah, which is why I think they may even give it to Banderas. Firestein may win. I think they'll give it to Banderas. I wouldn't mind because Banderas really does make a good Broadway. He's not electrifying, but he's charming. He really can sing. He has this wonderful...
Wasn't that surprising?
And it's this wonderful little boy quality, too, that's very funny and really sweet. So.
That's the well-written play, by the way.
Mm.
It's the book.
Okay. Leading actress in a musical. You read them
Melissa
all, yeah.
Errico for Amour, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Mastrantonio.
That's it. I always mess up her name. Elizabeth Parkinson for Moving Out, a dancer.
Yeah.
Bernadette Peters for Gypsy, and Marissa Jarrett Winoker for Hairspray.
Now, it seems to sound like you have a favorite right there.
Oh, my God, she's so good. She's an overnight sensation after 10 years of trying.
So you think she will win and you want
Absolutely.
Her? You think she's going to beat Bernadette Peters? I don't think any gypsy woman has lost, by the way, in the history of the Tonys. Any actress
you
who won
gypsy?
You've
got to have a first time.
Okay. I didn't think she was that great. I thought Winoker was fine or Winoker was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was that great a dancer, which is kind of important.
I thought she was a great dancer. It doesn't make a difference. She makes you change attitude towards her, towards the play, towards everything. Think of someone else in that role. If she wasn't that good, she is the heart and soul of that.
Oh,
show.
I think they could. You know, I think she was really good. I think her understudying is probably good too. It didn't make that lasting impression on me.
Oh, I did. I thought.
Okay. I mean, she's fine. I mean, it's a good category. Melissa Errico was really charming in Amour. Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, she would be my top
choice. So surprising.
She can sing, she was beautiful, but also tough.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Elizabeth Parkinson, a dancer and Moving Out. Okay. How about a dance category instead of leading actress? And, however, I will go with Bernadette Peters and Gypsy because she was so far superior to Tyne Daly.
See, now, I didn't get it.
Wow.
I really didn't see her being so spectacular. And the fact that I just love Hairspray so much.
Okay.
So, and I think Winoka was wonderful.
Okay, let's skip down to Best Theatrical Event.
Okay.
Which are sort of, they made this a couple of years ago, so they have to throw everything into like Best Player Musical category or like Special Award 2. So it could be the play What I Wrote, the Jackie Mason stand-up show Prune Danish, Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam, and Bill Maher's Victory Begins at Home.
This is a tough one. Only because they didn't include things like, I mean, I was surprised that in the Best Play category was the George Burns one.
Which, meanwhile, here's a play called The Play, what I wrote, and they can't put it up for Best Play. I'm not saying it should be Best Play, but it is a good, pretty fun thing.
I don't know,
it doesn't belong in a special event.
No, I was surprised.
And it's going to win, too. I think that's what's
going
to take
it. Well, there are three closed shows and one open show.
Oh, aside from that.
Two of them were stand-up comedy,
and Bill Maher was good, but not that good. Prune Danish was kind of after Jackie. And Simmons Deaf Poetry Jam was, at least there was something new and kind of exciting.
But
at
it was
times.
An event that a lot of people didn't see.
It ran a long time,
but there was no real press opening for it, and a lot of the voters didn't get to see it.
Okay, now you wanted to just say one before we close this thing. I can't believe how fast it's gone, but it always does. Just tell me about the directing thing that you wanted to mention about Twyla Tharp.
Now, Twyla Tharp being nominated for director and choreography, I'm not sure. Director, certainly she's not. Okay, but a choreographer she is. But was she really a choreographer of a musical? I'm not so sure. See, I don't even think Moving Out should be counted. Well, Contact, they told a story. I don't think her dance.
Well, Moving Out tells a story.
I don't think
it's a rather repetitious and boring story to my mind.
But the dance had nothing to do with the music or the. I didn't find it. I found it very disjointed.
Okay.
And I thought that she does her own style, and she didn't adapt her style to Broadway. She adapted Broadway to her style.
That's kind of interesting. But she will win for choreographer. I hope not.
I hope Jerry Mitchell wins.
Oh, for Hairspray. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
His choreography is brilliant. And I know you haven't seen Hairspray in a long time.
Right.
I went back and revisited, and he ties everything together with that choreography. Scenes move seamlessly.
Yeah, they do.
The sets in that and the choreography, the dancing moves one scene to the next. They do wonderful things in that show.
But I will say, one thing I'm happy about is that also the choreographer for Urban Cowboy got a nod, at least a nomination, because that was really...
That show got so trashed,
and there were some really good things in it, and the choreography was right up there, as good as anything on Broadway this
year. This year is not speaking. It was not a great, great year.
Yeah, but dance musical on Broadway, how much better than that can you get? But anyway, Jeff, before we go, please, not only are you a critic and a member of the Drama Desk, but you do have a side business, and it's only fair to tell people what that is.
Oh, okay. We do party decorating.
Yeah.
So everything theatrical, and it's a company,
including bar mitzvahs and weddings and corporate theatrical events. Yeah.
And it's a company called Fancy Schmancy Balloons. We're out here on Long Island, and you can reach us at area code 516-797-3229.
What's that number again?
Oh, for those of you who want to grab a pen and paper, it's 516-797-3229. Don't you deserve a fancy schmancy event?
A fancy schmancy event like June 8th, the Tony Awards. Thank you, Mr. Jeff Goodman, for talking over all these categories and things. Hope we conveyed a little bit of excitement about the theater season and maybe about the award season. And thanks for being on Dave's Gone Cultural.